This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is moving ahead with the twin target of achieving growth of the agriculture sector and rural prosperity. Addressing a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity virtually today, Mr. Modi said India's resolve to move towards the goal of a developed India is very clear. He said they are working together towards building an India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. Mr. Modi said the government's effort is to ensure no farmer is left behind and to advance every farmer. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the world is keenly looking towards the 21st century India. Addressing the NXT Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India is a country where positive news is constantly being created and it is not being manufactured as new things are happening every day. He added that the Mahakumbh, the confluence of unity, which concluded at Prayagraj, has surprised the whole world as to how crores of people took a holy dip in a temporary city on the banks of the river.
Abhi 26 Farvari ko hi Prayagraj mein ekta ka Mahakumbh sampann hua hai. Puri duniya hairan hai ki kaise ek asthayi shahar mein ek temporary vyavastha nadi ke tat pe karodon logon ka aana सैकड़ों किलोमीटर की यात्रा करके आना और पवित्र स्नान करके भाव से भर जाना आज दुनिया भारत की ऑर्गेनाइजिंग और इनोवेटिंग स्किल्स देख रही है.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर एडेड दैट फॉर डेकेड्स द वर्ल्ड रेफर्ड टू इंडिया एज देयर बैक ऑफिस बट नाउ इंडिया इज बिकमिंग द न्यू फैक्ट्री ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड इट इज नो लॉन्गर जस्ट अ वर्कफोर्स बट इंस्टेड बिकमिंग अ वर्ल्ड फोर्स. Prime Minister Modi today met former President of Sri Lanka Ranil Wickremesinghe and former Prime Minister of Australia Tony Abbott at the NXT conclave in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he always looked forward to the interactions and has admired Mr. Wickremesinghe's perspective on various issues. Expressing happiness on meeting with the former Australian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi said Mr. Abbott has always been a friend of India. The Prime Minister also met and interacted with a leading cosmonaut from Russia, Oleg Artemyev, author Alec Ross, a leading American physicist, Dr. Brian Greene, among others, at the event. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the security situation in Manipur and directed to ensure free movement of people on all routes in the state from the 8th of March. Chairing the high-level meeting on the security situation in the presence of Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla in New Delhi, Mr. Shah directed to take strict action against those creating obstructions on the roads. Mr. Shah directed that the fencing work on both sides of the designated entry points along Manipur's international border should be completed at the earliest. He said to make Manipur drug-free, the entire network involved in the drug trade should be dismantled. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today. After receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in Kistaram area, a joint team of DRG and CRPF was sent to the area. The Maoists ambushed the security personnel in the forest and started indiscriminate firing. Security forces retaliated the firing. In the exchange of fire, two Maoists were killed. In Uttarakhand, 50 workers have been rescued safely so far after the avalanche in Mana village of Chamoli district, while the search and rescue operation for the remaining five is underway. Telangana State Tourism Minister J. Krishna Rao today said the 8 trapped persons inside the SLBC tunnel have been identified with the help of advanced technology as part of the rescue operation. He said efforts are underway to bring out at least 4 of them by tomorrow evening, adding that it may take 2 more days to bring out the remaining 4. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, England have set a target of 180 runs for South Africa in the final league match of Group B in Karachi. Opting to bat first, England were all out for 179 in 38.2 overs. In reply, South Africa were 11 for no loss in 1.2 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.